Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And such an integral part of our business is prospecting and sales. And what does that mean? Well, that means we need prospectors and salespeople. And if we don't have prospectors or salespeople, or we are doing it ourselves because we're a smaller company, we're not going to be able to get the business. You can't sit behind your desk and expect it to come to you. Yes, there is social media and LinkedIn and Twitter, and possibly you place a few ads depending upon the business you're in, but you must have salespeople who are out there being aggressive, calling on your potential customers or clients. And what's a trait of salespeople? Well, sometimes, many times, salespeople are better at selling the boss than they are at selling the customer. Salespeople need to have contact with whoever is their sales manager every single day. If that's you, the business owner, or you do have a sales manager, you have to make salespeople accountable. Why? Because salespeople will give you every excuse in the world why they didn't sell, why they didn't close the deal. And many times, there is reasons why you can't close the deal. It happens. Wasn't the right fit, wasn't the right timing, they weren't really interested. But other times, salespeople don't close deals because they are not prepared, because they've not been actually thinking about what they need to do, because they don't understand closing, because they missed the clue that would say to someone, it's time to buy. There are no excuses. Salespeople sell, period. That's what they do. If we have a production worker, and the production worker is working on the production line, the production worker doesn't get the option of making excuses. The production worker doesn't say, you know, I didn't fill this box because to put on the pallet because it was a late night last night. I just didn't feel like it. You know, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault. The accountant doesn't get to, your accountant in your business doesn't get the opportunity to make an excuse about why they didn't file the taxes, why they missed the deadline. There are no excuses. Salespeople can't give you excuses. You can't accept them. If a salesperson is not selling, you, the sales manager or the owner, have to really find out why. You have to ride with them. You have to listen to what they have to say. Now, we're not going to, when we're out in the field selling, we're not going to sell everybody. But there is a closing ratio, and the closing ratio, depending on the business, 1 out of 3, 1 out of 4, 1 out of 10, you need to know what your closing ratio is. And if salespeople are not meeting that close ratio, well, they're not really selling, are they? They're just order taking. And when we are selling, we also have to understand what we want the average sale to be. There's nothing wrong with a small order. Small orders can lead into big orders. But what do you expect? What size sales do you expect your salespeople to bring? Are they calling on the right people? If every salesperson in your organization does not meet the average sale price that you're looking for, the average order that you're looking for, you're not going to be able to make a profit. You need to know what you expect from your salespeople. You need to know what the closing ratio is. You need to know what size order you're looking for. You need to know exactly what they're doing. They need to fill out reports every single day, and if they're not in the office, they can email them to you. They need to use a contact manager. You need to manage these people because salespeople need to be managed. Now, if a salesperson is doing their job, they're bringing you the business that you're looking for, They're absolutely fantastic. They are turning in their paperwork properly. Well, they don't need much management, do they? Now, you need to make sure that they're not slipping and they're not slowly getting complacent. So you need to make sure that they're on top of their game. But it's when they're not doing what needs to be done that you need to pay attention. And you may be the salesperson for the company. You can't give yourself excuses. Sales is life. It is life to the business. Without prospecting, without sales, there is no life in the business, so we can't accept excuses. Why do you hire salespeople? To sell, to bring contracts, to close deals. So if they're not closing deals, we need to get to the bottom of it, find out why, and get them back on track again. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.